be all right if I testified in that. I thank God that I'm saved by God's grace. I stand amazed every time I come through these doors. That song the choir sung this morning, I am amazed.
Amen.
I'm amazed that God reached down so far.
Come on, brother.
And scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Bless him, Lord.
And I come up out of that barrel.
Bless him, Lord.
And he said, I'm going to give my life for Kenny Anderson.
Amen.
I am amazed that so ungodly and unrighteous as I am, God seen something in me. He said, I'd honor him to die and go to hell lost without God. I'm amazed today that God can do things like he does.
Amen.
And I praise his name for everything that he's ever done. The first time, as I said, we come through those doors back here, I looked at Shirley and I said, we're home. It wasn't 2 days. The pastor sent a text and said, Kenny, welcome home. You talking about having a crying spell, I had one then.
Bless him, Lord.
But I am amazed tonight how God can reach down to the very lowest and save a soul.
Thank you, Lord.
And I praise him for all that he's ever done and all he's going to do.
Amen.
And I just look to him for leadance and guidance in my life, and I want to encourage you to do the very same thing tonight. I know the struggle gets hard along the way, and I know the path gets rough on the way. But young as we got to look beyond these things and see what's waiting on us on the other side.
Thank you, Lord.
I've never seen Jesus with a natural eye. I've never heard him with a natural voice. But I'm going to tell you one thing. One of these days, when we split that eastern sky, we're going to see him as he is.
Amen.
We're going to hear that loving voice that speaks to our heart and said, come on in, my good and faithful servant. I'm so glad tonight my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad Jesus reached down and just saved me, took me right up. He said, you know, Kenny, I don't care what you done. Don't care what you're doing. All I care about is your soul. Are you willing to give your heart and your life to me? I want you to know when I come up here and bow on this altar, I said, God, I don't know what to say, how to say it or nothing. All I know is that I'm lost without God and I don't want to die and go to hell. Buddy, I was saved just like that. God moved in my heart and my life, and what a work and what a blessing it is to know that you're born again by God's amazing grace. I love the Lord tonight, and I appreciate what he's done. And, you know, I often say that I'm a simple man with a simple message, and I've got a simple message for you this evening. And, you know, I'm praying that, I believe it was last Sunday, I'm not really sure, our pastor stood up and read this very scripture and started preaching on it a little bit. And I said, I was over there, sitting over there, man, them tears was a-rolling, because I know what he's preaching about. I know, my friend, what God can do in a heart and life. And my friend, God will save you if you're lost without God. If you're out of fellowship with God, God will get you back in line with him, where you can love him and serve him in this walk of life. Young as I'm glad Jesus is real today. And I'm glad he's able to do for us what needs to be done. John chapter number 3. In the Word of God. If you'd like to stand with me this evening, well, I want you to do so. The Bible says in St. John chapter 3, verse number 1. The Bible says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time within his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Thou art a master of Israel and knowest not these things. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Brother Chris, would you lead us, Lord, in prayer, please? He says, here, this is what I want you to have, and it's yours. Let me tell you something. Years and years ago, when Shirley and I first got married, I was in the Army, and I come home, and I got her. We got married within 2 weeks. I had a 2-week leave. We got married. We drove all the way back to Fort Riley, Kansas. Drove plumb back there. The only place I could rent for us to stay was a little bitty trailer. Didn't have the shower in it. Was a water hose that come out of the spigot, and you had to hold the water hose up and shower off. There was all kinds of critters in that little old trailer. I had the very night that we got there, the very day that we got there, I had to go in and work from 6 that evening till 6 the next morning. Shirley was there by herself. We's lost as Joe's turkey, me and her both. But you know what? There are some folks back in this church. Some is already dead and gone to be with the Lord. They's praying for me and Shirley. They were. They were praying for us. And when we got back home, the Lord God done that work. But I want to tell you something. He gave me a gift that no man could ever give me. My father-in-law has got the personality of my wife. He's shouting in glory right now. Guarantee you he's doing it right now. He's got the personality of my wife. I couldn't say that until he got saved. After he got saved, everything changed. Everything changed. He'd come to me and slip up beside of me and stick something in my pocket and said, Kenny, take that and y'all go on vacation. I said, no, Claude, I don't want that. He turned around and looked at me with them big stern eyes. I mean, he was a big feller, strong, stout feller. He said, I said, take it. Yes, sir. That was his gift to me because of what God had done for him. We should give gifts today to folks in our life. It comes in our life because of what God's done for us. You'll meet somebody tomorrow that needs a kind word. You'll meet somebody tomorrow that's lost without God.
Yes, sir.
Don't jump down their throat.
Come on.
You can't tell a drunk as he's drunk and try to win him to God. That don't work.
Right.
You got to show them the love of Christ in your heart, in your life. You're going to meet somebody tomorrow. Won't you give him that gift?
Come on.
Give him that gift. Give her that gift. Show them that you got Jesus Christ in your heart and your life. The Bible says, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God wants us to walk this walk of faith. God wants us to walk this walk of good works today. God wants us to do what He would do if He were here in this walk of life. He wants us to live like we're supposed to live, saved by God's grace. Young'uns, are you a whosoever? I am a whosoever. I want to close with this last verse, my friend, in the Word of God. The Bible says in the last invitation of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, my friend, in chapter 22 and verse number 17, the Bible says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is of thirst, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I am a whosoever. Are you a whosoever? If you're not a whosoever, right now's the time to get things right with God. Young'uns, listen. The devil will always tell you and always show you things in your life. He'll tell you, hey, don't mess with that. Don't go up there. Don't believe in Jesus. Don't do what that preacher says do. But I'm going to tell you something today. That's his job. That's what he's doing. That's his job. But the Holy Ghost of God, he's speaking to our heart.
Come on, brother.
He said, whosoever, whosoever. You don't have to have statue or stamina or money or any of these other things. He said, a whosoever, whosoever. He scraped the bottom of the barrel and got me. Young as if he can save me, he can save this entire world today. Whosoever. Are you a whosoever tonight? The Bible says, the very last invitation, whosoever cometh to this fountain, I will give to him the water of life freely. God said it's free. Won't cost you a thing.
Right.
Just come and get it today. Sister Macy, would you come tonight, please? Brother Scott. Young'uns, if you're not a whosoever, you need to come to this altar.
Yes, sir.
Give your heart and your life to Jesus. If you're having a hard time with Satan, Satan's coming in and filling your heart and mind with all these different things, I'm here to tell you tonight, children, that God will take them away if you just come and trust Him. Just come to this altar and trust Him. Say, Lord God, I want you to do in my life what the Word of God says here in John 3:16. That whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm a whosoever. Thank God for that. Would you stand with us, please? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, as the pastor comes, I ask you, Lord God, to touch hearts and lives tonight, Father. If there be one here tonight, Lord, that's lost without Thee, Father, I pray, Lord God, you touch that heart and that life. Lord God, you'd help them, God, to give that all to Thee, Father, Lord, and come down to this old-fashioned altar. Lord God, give it all to Thee. Father, if there's one, Lord, the devil's about ready to tear down, Lord, I pray, God, that soul may come and say, Lord, I want to give my all to you. Everything that I am, I want to give to you tonight.
I want to be one of those whosoevers. I want to be one that's willing to stand up and say, I love Jesus because of what He done on the cross of Calvary for me today. Father, would You touch those hearts and lives tonight? Father, would You help these tonight, Father, Lord, to say the Holy Spirit of God deals with their heart. Lord, and they just come down to this altar and just have this little talk, Lord God, with Thee tonight. Father, we'll thank You and praise You for all that You do for us in Christ's name. Lord, we pray. Just before they sing tonight, you can open your eyes. This altar, children, is made for Christian people.
Yes, sir.
This altar is made for the sinner. This altar is made for you and I. If there's anything in your life that's contrary to the will of God, we need to get in this altar and get that thing taken care of. You don't have to tell me a thing, but you do have to talk to God. You have to talk to God about it. I don't know where I'm going to make it home tonight, and I don't live far. I don't know where I'm going to make it home tonight. If I had 1 ounce of doubt in my heart about my salvation, I wouldn't leave this church until God saved my soul. That's how much I believe in this being born again by God's amazing grace. God can do things that no man can ever do. If you're looking death in the eyes, things change a little bit. Get serious then, don't it? I'm here to tell you that God can take care of things. He can help you if you just come. Lay it all in the altar. God, I want Your will to be done in my life. Whatever it is, God, You give me grace to face what I'm going to face. To go through the things that I'm going to go through. To help me. If you're lost without God, He'll save you. If you'll come and ask Him today, you got that condition that you got to believe in is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You've got to believe that He died for your sins and He rose for our justification. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I tonight. Thank God for intercession. Thank God for that. Would you come tonight, Brother Scott? Brother Pastor, if you want to come.